Fiji Supreme Court has unanimously ruled the two-year-old nationalist government of Lysenia and Garissa is unconstitutional and must include minority ethnic Indians. Prime Minister and Garissa, who promised to abide by the court's decision, must now decide whether to appoint a new cabinet or hold snap elections. This is a serious blow to Lysenia and Garissa. His administration, which came into power 1 year after a nationalist coup, has effectively been declared illegal. After being elected, Mr. Ngarese said he considered including the opposition party, led by the ousted ethnic Indian Prime Minister Mahendra Chaudhry, but policy differences were too great. He said the 1997 constitution's power-sharing arrangements, meant to ease ethnic tensions, would lead to unworkable government in practice. Friday, the five-judge Supreme Court disagreed. In a 60-page ruling, all judges decided Mr. Ngarese's exclusion of his political rivals was unconstitutional. Under the law, larger opposition parties must have representation at the top level of government in proportion to how well they do at the polls. Mr. Chaudhry's Fiji Labour Party won almost 40% of seats in Parliament in 2001 and therefore is entitled to up to 8 cabinet posts. Mr. Ngarese has promised to abide by the court's decision, but the stability of his administration will now come under pressure. His rival, Mr. Chaudhry, wants assurances the Prime Minister is committed to multi-party government.
It's a question of now whether leaders are prepared to swallow their ego and work in the national interest, or must they persist with their own agendas at incalculable harm to the nation.
Instead of inviting Labour into cabinet after an election in 2001, Mr. Ngarese formed a coalition with the Conservative Alliance. It's a hardline indigenous party, closely associated with George Speight, the failed businessman who led an armed coup against Mahendra Chaudhry, the first ever ethnic Indian Prime Minister of the South Pacific Island nation. Speight is serving a life sentence for treason. Indians imported by the British to work on colonial sugar plantations more than a century ago make up 44% of the population. Their relative wealth and business acumen have fueled disaffection among indigenous Fijians. Mr. Ngarese now must decide to revamp his cabinet or hold costly elections, something he said he does not want to do since Fiji's tourism economy is still trying to recover from the 2000 coup. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.